Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I am your host, Cody, and we are continuing our theme for May awesome book series. So today, hold on. Okay, there we go. We have a lot of, to talk about today. So far this month, we've gone over the Passage Trilogy, Bill Hodges Trilogy, and then today we're doing Space Team. Space Team is a sci-fi comedy series written by Barry J. Hutchison. I think that's how you say his name. Hutchison? I don't know. It's H-U-T-C-H-I-S-O-N. Hutchison, I think is how you pronounce it. Anyhow, Barry is a... oddly enough, children's author, screenwriter, and director from Scotland. He's written two children's novels. He's written actually a lot of different children's books, but he wrote a bunch of Ben 10 Alien Force stuff. You may know that particular show. He's done a smattering of TV in different places, but his main thing are definitely books. He's written, I don't know, a handful of children's books. Invisible Friends, there's six of those. The Afterworlds, there's two of those. Benjamin Blank series, there's three of those. There's one a book called Beaky Malone, The World's Greatest Liar. I don't know what it is. Wrote a book called Rise of the Rabbits. Then he has a series of books, mainly the Space Team books, but he has a book called The Bug. Then he has, as of right now, 12 Space Team books. Which I know it sounds like a lot, but they're actually sort of kind of short. There's 12 main books. There's two short story books. Well, one short story series collection, and then there's a holiday special he did. And then he has a spin-off series called Dan Deadman, which I will get to in a minute, or a little bit. Not a minute, it'll be a little bit longer than that. That is also amazing and fantastic. And then he has his newest book outside of the Space Team books that came out late last year called The Sidekicks Initiative, a comedy superhero adventure, which I have downloaded. I have not read yet. He wrote, give you an idea how much he wrote these, how much of these books he wrote, or how fast he wrote these books. The first Space Team book came out in 2016. The second Space Team book came out in 2016. Then he wrote, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 books in 2017, as well as a collection of the four short stories that make up a lot of weird space shiz. Then he did the holiday special, and then four more books in 2018. And then so far this year, he's has one book, the 12th book in the series, that came out this year. Or is about to come. I don't think it came out this year yet. Probably tell you if it. Space Team 12. Clicky click. Anyhow, so real quick before I go over that, that one's out. Let's see what Amazon says. I want to say it came out in March. But I'm probably wrong about that. Details. No, it was March 3rd. Yep, I was right. So Space Team is many things. The most important thing is it's a super hilarious sci-fi adventure book. I'll give you a quick synopsis as Barry himself wrote for Space Team. This is the literally the description. Well, the first off, I should say this. The front of the book, the title says Space Team, screwing up the galaxy so you don't have to. And it's actually saving the galaxy, but it's crossed out and then handwritten in is screwing up. It's pretty hilarious. So this is Barry's synopsis of the first book. The galaxy just called for help. Unfortunately, it dialed the wrong number. A small-time con man, Cal Carver, is having a bad day. Imprisoned and forced to share a cell with a cannibalistic serial killer, Cal thinks things can't possibly get any worse. He is wrong. It's not until 2/3 of the human race is wiped out and Cal is mistakenly abducted by aliens, that his day really starts to go downhill. Whisked across the galaxy, Cal is thrown into a team of some of the sector's most notorious villains and scumbags. Their mission should be simple enough, but as one screw-up leads to another, they find themselves in a frantic battle to save an entire alien civilization and its god from total annihilation. Featuring epic space battles, alien gangsters, and several thousand flying Tobey Maguires, Space Team is the first book in an international best-selling series by award-winning author Barry J. Hutchinson, and is perfect for fans of Hitchhiker's Guide and Guardians of the Galaxy. So, that is Barry's synopsis of the first book. So, Cal Carver, as it says, is a con man who is arrested. He is then abducted, forced into a team of Mizette, the Wolf Woman, Mech the Cyborg, Lauren, who is the Zyrtec soldier and their pilot, Splurt, which is a green shape-shifting blob that doesn't talk, only has eyes, and becomes Cal's best friend. And they, so that makes up the team, and they have a ship that is Cal has decided to call the Shatner. So it's pretty hilarious, the whole thing. I'm going to go over everything through the first book or any of those. I would highly recommend reading them. They are super hilarious. They are, for the most part... Actually, I was going to pull it up. Where'd it go? Oh, no, I closed it. Shit. I was going to bring up the Wikipedia or the Amazon page. There it is. If you want to buy the first book, paperback $12.99, hardcover $24.99, or for a killer price, the digital version with the Kindle version is on sale right now for 99 cents, and it's been that way for a while. And of course, it has Audible. For the first 8 books are in Audible, I believe. But anyways, it's the Audible is actually a really good price too. It's $7.49 for that if you buy it with the $99 Kindle, so you can do the Whisper Sync stuff, which I've talked about before on here. So, but even 99 cents, if you're an avid reader of books and you have a Kindle or you don't mind reading on an iPad or your phone, 99 cents is a really good price for this book, because the book is well worth the $12.99 price. It's fantastic. It's funny. It's emotional. It's very, very clever. But for the 99 cents, it's a pretty goddamn good deal if you really want it on there. But even all the books are the for Kindle are roughly about $4 each, all up to the newest one. So you can get the books themselves, the ebooks on Kindle, pretty cheaply if you want to do that. They are I definitely highly recommend the first one. Because if you really dig the first one, you will super dig the rest of the books, because they're all just as good. If not, they get better. Your cast grows, your cast shrinks, your cast grows. All sorts of amazing stuff that happens in there. So you should definitely check that out. Especially for, like I said, 99 cents is not half bad for the first book. $4 for the other books each is not bad either. But so There's, like I said, so there's Space Team. There's all of them are called Space Team. And the next, so there's Space Team, which is the first one. Then everyone has a subtitle to it. So you have the Wrath of a Jazzle, the Search for Splurt, Song of the Space Siren, the Guns of Nina Joan, Return of the Dead Guy, Planet of the Japes, the Time Titan of Tomorrow, the King of Space Must Die, Sting of the Mustard Mines, Sentenced to Death, and the Hunt for Ruddick Topa. Those are the names of the books. In book number four, no, I'm sorry, book number five, The Guns of Nina Joan, you meet a new character that then has a spinoff series of books, which I highly recommend reading them in general. But you can wait till later, but I would say if you were to read them, so the Dead Danman series is the ones I'm talking about. You meet Dan Deadman in, like I said, book number five, The Guns of Nina Joan. Then if you read that if you read all three of them, the Dan Deadman books, spaced out in between the different Space Team books, or all together, the next time Dan gets into the main book series is The King of Space Must Die. I believe. Right? Yes. Yeah, that's the next one. Yeah. This the King of Space Must Die is the next time he comes in. And a little bit of what you've read about him in the first appearance of The Guns of Nina Joan isn't really enough to really get the gist of Dan Deadman. But when you come back later into The King of Space Must Die, a lot of the fun stuff will be ruined from those books. So I highly recommend reading all those before jumping into The King of Space Must Die, which is book number... what is that? Nine, right? Yeah, nine. Because they do some stuff happens with some of the characters that reference a back to the other books, but also you understand the characters more because they add in two more characters you didn't know of before, and they are well worth knowing ahead of time. But they are some people you need to know ahead of time before that. And it just adds to the whole funness of it because the books get very crude. Dan Deadman is a some people refer to him as a space detective. Cal Carver does, and I'll get to why that's funny in a minute. But he is a private investigator who is dead. He is a zombie. He woke up one day and he was dead. They don't really... I mean, they do. I'm not going to spoil it, but they go into some of it. But they're really fun books as well. Just as funny as the Space Team books. Because I was worried. I was like, ooh, I don't know. Barry's a lot of books. And so far, they've all been really, really funny. So I don't want that to be lost in these, and they weren't. They're fantastic, and I think they're well worth joining into if you've gone as far as going to book five, which is again The Guns of Nina Joan, then you will love the Dan Deadman books as well. They're just fantastic. So a couple things about the book that make them really hilarious. So unlike a lot of sci-fi stuff, aliens will end up being humanoid, which is obviously fine, because if you read a Star Trek, they're all humanoid. But they end up speaking English. And the ones that don't, there's interesting ways of human or English-speaking people understanding them. So much like the Babelfish from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books, there's something in this that is a chip that gets implanted into you that basically translates incoming audible sounds into a into language you speak automatically. And then has another side effect because Zyrtec is a bunch of dick bags or D bags or donk bags. It censors you, so you can't cuss. So Cal, when it first starts off, uses some pretty bad language. Not like, oh my god, I'm shocked. But he drops F-bombs and everything like that. Once he has the chip installed, he does the same thing, and he notices he gets censored. He hears a different word. So when he says the word fuck, he says the word funk. Bitch turns into bench. And then shit turns into shiz. All sorts of stuff like that that's just super hilarious. So the rest of the books, except for one small part of the ninth book, there is a section where pretty much everybody, nobody uses bad language. They do, but it's censored by the chip that's in their inside, not just their heads, but Cal's head as well. So they do. It's a really fun way they do, and Cal's always trying to find a way to cuss, and he gets a couple ones that are like borderline not really bad words, and then other ones that he uses so much once he figures it out, it actually censors it afterwards. Really hilarious. Extremely funny books. Super, extremely funny premises. There is a lot of, if you're one of the people who reads reviews, which you shouldn't because nobody should tell you, a numeric way of valuing a book that they read that you might read. I'm completely okay with what I do is I recommend stuff. I tell you why I like it, and if you like it, then you like it. But I'm not going to give you a rating. I'm not going to rate it on a star rating like Goodreads does or any of that stuff. If I enjoy a book, I will give it 5 stars because that helps the book get seen by other people. And there's other people who never give 5 stars. Like, no, a perfect score is never going to happen. And I think that's shitty to do if you enjoyed a book and you think other people would enjoy it. If you don't enjoy a book, definitely give it some low stars or whatever. But don't shit on a book just because you didn't enjoy it, because if you don't like that kind of book, you shouldn't have read it. But anyways, so I gave it 5. I've given all of them 5 stars. I've enjoyed all of them tremendously. But I'm not here to tell you what's good and what's bad about it. I'm just here to tell you that I enjoyed it a lot, and if you want to check it out, you should. But I forgot where I was going with this. So if you read reviews, again, you shouldn't, but if you do, you will see the first book on Goodreads is like just over 4 stars, which is really good for a book, especially a sci-fi book, and a sci-fi humor book, like a funny book, just because those get usually shit on pretty badly by people giving reviews, because not everyone has the same sense of humor that you would think, because there's a lot of potty humor in these books. It's, I don't want to say lowest common denominator, but it's very much just tongue in cheek, to the max on it. There's a lot of goofy shit that happens in it, or goofy shiz that happens in it. I take reviews as a grain of salt, is what I'm trying to say, or with a grain of salt, as I'm trying to say, because I think, if you're a fan of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the book or the movie, books or the movie, or the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, especially the movies, because the writing's very, very similar, the way it works, the way the humor and emotion works. I think you'd really enjoy these books. So a couple things again. So the cursing and the language thing is really hilarious. I'm not going to go over everything, but the biggest thing that Cal does, because he's from Earth, he puts space in front of everything. That's where the name Space Team came from. But there's a running gag through all the books where he keeps calling stuff with space in front of it. Space chair, space dragons, stuff like that. And it's just, it's a thing that he does at first as a gag, and then he starts to make Mech, the cyborg, angry, and of course it makes him laugh, so he keeps doing it, and it's leads to a lot of hilarity later on down the road with him. But super hilarious books, and I can't stress how much I enjoyed these books. But I also highly recommend, again, if you want to get one, the digital version on the Kindle is 99 cents. Excellent entry price for any book, really. But just a really good book. And I think even, like I said, $4 for the other ones, $4 each for the other ones is stupendous price in its own right, because they're all really, really fun. And they're all real fun, real hilarious. And there's a lot of very emotional stuff in them, too. The characters are super fun just to ban, or when there's banter going between them, mainly because of Cal and his ridiculousness, and the fact that he's always trying to be funny, but because he's from Earth, I should say this. So one of the things about the translator chip that Cal always and forever will never remember and always forgets, the translator doesn't interpret what you're saying so they understand it. They just put it into words they can understand. So if you say, hey, I had this beanbag chair, they'll get the words, hey, I had this beanbag chair. By the way, that's a reference to one of the parts in the book, so you'll get that if you start reading them. I had this beanbag chair. You'll hear that as whatever your language has for those words, I have a beanbag chair. But if you're from a place, for example, like where Mizette's from, you may not have something called a beanbag chair. But you may have a chair, a bag, and beans. And then in your brain, you try to figure out, what the funk is this shiznod talking about? Because those don't make sense together. That's the kind of stuff that happens, because the chips don't translate the meaning, just the words. So he references stuff from Earth all the time, but none of them understand it, because none of them are from Earth. None of them know anything about Earth, because Earth isn't part of the Galactic Empire. Because they're a backwater country or a world that nobody cares about, which is a reference to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And because of that, you have all these jokes that when you're reading as a human being who knows pop culture, even if you don't know pop culture, you'll probably get some of these. Hopefully you'll understand pop culture, because that's why you'd be reading these. You will laugh at them because they're ridiculous. Then you'll laugh even more because nobody understands what he's talking about. And it's just super hilarious the entire time. And he keeps doing it. And he eventually even starts like, God damn it. He's like, you won't even know what that is. It's just so funny. But yeah, that's it. For Space Team, there's a lot to read. All the books, are roughly, I don't know, they're 300 something pages each. Let's go back to, I'm sure. Oh, I didn't want that. I wanted Goodreads. This might tell me. Yeah, the first book is 284 pages. That's a fairly short book for the most part. I mean, it's pretty long for a book, but it's short for some books out there. But it's a fantastic read. It goes all over the place. It's got amazing characters throughout the whole thing. I highly recommend everybody checking it out, giving it a read or a listen. Like I said, the first book on Kindle, 99 cents. Audible to add the Whisper Sync is another $7.50, so you can get the Audible and the Kindle for $8.50 and enjoy it, reading it as well as listening to it. Also, if you want to save money, so if you buy the audiobook, and again, this is again not sponsored by anybody, this is just me talking, making sense and trying to save you money. If you buy this audiobook, so the audiobook for Space Team, the first book, it is $18 by itself. If you buy the Kindle version, again, 99 cents, if you add Audible, which is something you can do right from Amazon's page, you can't do it from the app, you have to do it from the website, because the app won't let you buy digital content, only physical items, no matter what platform you're on, I believe. Anyways, if you go to the website, you look it up, if you don't have an Audible account already, you do because you have Amazon, and if you don't have an Amazon account, you'll need one to buy the book to register. But anyways, you can literally get the first book, the worded book, so the readable book, as well as the audiobook for $8.50 plus tax on both of them, I believe, versus $17.99 plus tax for just the audible book. And then even like every single one of these afterwards, and I don't want to verify, I mean, I don't think all of them are, well, they actually might all be $7.95 for, or $7.49. Yeah, they, looks like they all are $7.49 for the audible too. So you can literally get all the books, so 2 through 12, you can get all of them. Actually, I don't think 12 has audible yet. No, it does not. All the way up to, I believe, book 11 just added it. Nope. That must be book 10 then. Book 10 has it, yeah. So all the books you can get for literally less than the price of the audiobook by itself, by buying the Kindle version and the Audible together with WhisperSync. So you can read it on your Kindle, phone, iPad, whatever you're reading it on, and then continue listening to it and back and forth. Again, if you haven't ever listened to this podcast when I talked about WhisperSync, WhisperSync is one of the greatest things that has ever happened to books in general. The Kindle book has a thing will track where you're at. So it keeps your location, digital bookmarks, whatever you want to call it. With WhisperSync, what it does is actually syncs up between the ebook and the audiobook. So if you're like me, where you read at home and then listen in your car on your hour-long drive to and from work, that's an hour both ways, by the way, you can burn through quite a bit of books, but also it just makes it easier because then you don't have to remember where you were and then try to find it in the audible version. This will actually do it for you, and it's basically, it's really easy. You get done listening, you go to your house, you pick up your Kindle, your iPad, your phone, your tablet, whatever you're reading on, open up the app, go to the book, and it says, hey, this is where you left on the book, or the last synced area is like time is this, and you can jump right to that time in the book or into the audio, and you will continue on where you were. So it's really cool that way, and it helps me read a lot of the books because I, unlike some people, my friend Joe, if you listen to the main podcast, he has this capability of reading and listening to two separate books. Like, he'll listen to one audiobook and he'll be reading another one. Not the same time, but like, he'll listen to one in his car and then he'll read another one like when he's at home and stuff. I cannot do that for two reasons. One is my brain doesn't work well enough to differentiate between them. I'll forget where I'm at or what I'm doing, or get more interested in one or the other. So I burn through those. I read plenty of comic books, but that's a different section of my brain because that's reading and looking at pictures. But he does it, and I'm not saying he's a terrible person because of it. I just don't understand how he can even fathom doing it. It boggles my mind. But again, do what you need to. But I'm just saying it's a pretty good deal if you do the WhisperSync with the audio added to the Kindle book. So. It's just a pro tip or life tip or whatever you want to do. It's a pretty funkin' awesome way to read books. Is also, again, it saves you money. Even if you don't want to read the Kindle version of it, you're going to save yourself money by buying both. And that's just worth it. I mean, you're saving yourself anywhere from $10 to $12 per book by buying the Kindle book and the WhisperSync at the same time. So that's my two cents on that. Anyways, Space Team by Barry J. Hutchinson. If you look him up, you can go to BarryJHutchinson.com, I believe is his website. Hold on, let me check. Or it could be Barry Hutchinson. Nope, it is. Oh my God, stop it. Noise is happening behind me. Barry J. Hutchison.com. It's BarryJHutchison. BarryHutchison.com. BarryJHutchison.com. Man, I messed that up. But anyways, because if you search on your search engine of choice, Barry Hutchinson, you will find like a rugby player or like a cricket player, some nonsense, and some other people. And he's in that list, but he's further down the list. I guess is what happens to what happened to me. But if you search for Space Team, it's actually worse because you get this stupid free to play game, which is all one word. Even if you space and then team, it'll still bring you that fucking app and not the books themselves, which is a tragedy. But anyhow, off my soapbox. So check them out. I guess I could put a link in the description. I don't know if anyone uses those or not. There's links in there already, but I'll throw it in there to see what happens. Anyhow, that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. Again, I'm your host, Cody. And then coming up next week, we will be talking about the Magician series, which I've talked briefly about on here, but now we're going to talk about them in depth a little more. I'm trying not to... Someone said last week, they like that more, where I didn't really break down the books like I did the first time, just because there's so much to them, and I tend to miss stuff, and it's hard to keep track of, especially books that are sprawling and ridiculous. So I'm trying not to do that, just not because of spoilers, just because a couple people have said that it's not as enjoyable, I guess you could say. They said it was wasting time. But anyhow, I will talk about the Magician series next week, about the books as well as the TV show itself, which is based on the books. But that's next week on The Awesome with Cody. Again, I'm your host, Cody, and as usual, let's be awesome.